after Jeremy gave me mustard last time. Okay. So let's start with the psukim. Yoni, why don't you read the psukim that you have here?
I'm still opening it. Eilim Odi Hashem, Hashem Ikrei Chodesh Yerti Grotan Bo Adam, Chodesh Yerishon Berbasa Chodesh Bein Arbaim Pesach Hashem, V'chamisha Atzar Yom Chodesh Hazeh, Chag Matzot Hashem, Shivat Yim Matzot Tochilu.
Okay, so if you read this psukim carefully, the Torah here tells you that already on the Arbas, Arbein Arbaim, you have Pesach LaHashem. And now what does Pesach LaHashem refer to here? So Rashi points out, how do you read it, Yoni?
Pesach LaHashem, HaKrevat Korban Shishmo Pesach.
It sounds like Rashi is really preempting the fact that I don't think that this is referring to Chag Pesach. This is referring to the Karban, right? Bring the Karban Pesach on this day. And then of Chamishatzer Yom HaChodesh Hazeh, Chagamatos LaHashem Shivas Yamim. Right, so according to Rashi's read, you have just Chagamatos for 7 days. But before Chagamatos, there's an obligation to bring the Karban Pesach. But not that Pesach LaHashem doesn't pick out any Shem Yom Tov. Okay, the Sfarno is bothered by the structure of the Pesachim, right? This is Parshas HaMoedim. Right, where the Torah tells you all the Moedim, and yet it starts off with Pesach LaHashem, which is really Erev Pesach. Right, why doesn't Parshas Moedim begin with an actual Yom Tov? Okay, so what does the Sfarno say? Rachel, why don't you read?
Bin Arbaim Pesach LaHashem, Yizkir Na Pesach, Af Abishtein Yomo Mikra Kodesh.
See, he spells it out, right? He's even though it's not Mikra Kodesh, even though there's no Yom Tov.
Right, Ki Hisi Bar Hishtanu Zmanei HaMoedim, Ki Amnam Hayot HaKavana, Sheyeh Zman Zevach HaPesach L'Doro,
Mechuvan
im hazman sheya zevach shel tapsicha shenasit b'chatzi ota alayla
b'kivon
hisi b'shiyazem masur lebitin v'avrehem v'cheshbot.
Okay, so I think it's like an extremely clever interpretation of the Sfarno. What do you think he's saying?
We want to be at something about a parallel of chatzos, of chatzi alayla.
Right. Well, he's saying you have to have the time of the Karban Pesach like precisely aligned with the original Karban Pesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But how does that explain why it's here in the beginning of Parshas Moedim?
Because it's what starts off all Moedim.
Why does it start off all Moedim?
Because based on that one mitzvah, we had all the other mitzvot. Other
put it a little differently.
It's at the time.
What?
It's at the time.
Yeah.
Start counting from there.
Kind of, yeah. But yeah, the Sfarno is saying that the Torah is trying to explain to you why we have a crazy lunar calendar that has to be recalibrated every year because of Pesach Lois Hasi B'Chodesh Ha'aviv. Right? So he's saying the Torah is telling you in the beginning of Parshas Moedim that all the Moedim are going to be determined, right, based off this lunar calendar with Kiddush HaChodesh because we need the Karban Pesach to be aligned with the initial Karban Pesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay? So the Torah here is starting off with Pesach to tell you why the Moedim have this crazy schedule.
But isn't it just because of Chag Aviv? It's not
because. So he thinks that Chag Aviv itself is a din in the Karban Pesach having to be like a line.
Is that what he says by Chag Aviv?
Yeah, he says it also in Dvarim. Right, that's what he says. Ki he sibas hishtanu zmanei hamodim. Right, Karban Pesach is the reason for the change in the calendar. Because the kavanah is that it has to be a line. Mechuvan im hazman shehaya zevach shel oso psicha. Right, not the whole holiday of Pesach. You just need the Karban Pesach to be aligned.
But not, it's not even being aligned with the first Karban Pesach. It's because
of that
it
night
like,
of
isn't that, Yetzias
Mitzrayim.
Right, not the Karban Pesach, like the Psicha of Hashem passing over Vayhi B'chatzi HaLayla.
No, Sheyehe HaZevach Shel Oso Psicha. Right, I think the Zevach that facilitated the Zvicha of the midnight.
But what Zevach did they do at midnight?
They didn't. No. That Sheheh Zevach,
the
carbon of the Pesach of the middle of the night.
Oh.
Right. So the carbon that came half a day before. B'kivan he siba sheheh zematzor lebezin va'burehen v'cheshbonan. Right. This carbon is the reason for the whole lunar calendar. Okay. Anybody's like is a very wild explanation.
This doesn't fit with the pesukim here though, because the pesukim here nothing to do with the zmanim as much.
Or in Vayikra.
Vayikra. I'm thinking the ones in Devarim have much more than Vayikra.
True, right. But I think he's trying to tell you like the causal reason for the Seder HaMoedim. Right? The reason why all the Moedim are telling on the schedule. Right, but it is strange. The Torah doesn't spell out the Din of Ibra Chodesh and Vayikra. Okay? But that's the Sfarno's suggestion. So again, so Rashi was saying that It just refers to the Karban. The Sfarno is kind of following Rashi here, that this is an explanation, kind of an intro to the Parsha Moedim, but not that Erev Pesach itself is the Moed. The Chizkuni takes a different approach. This is what Jeremy says is Pshuto Shel Emes in Gush. Okay, so Jeremy, why don't you read
Ben Arvaya Pesach, Pesach Erev Yom Tov Arishon, Vailayla Nikru Pesach, Oshim Shasukim Bekor Banch Nikarkach, Aval Shara Chag, Mil Arishon Veilach Nikarkach Amatzah.
Okay. What's his suggestion? You know it's Chizkuni, right?
Yeah, it's also the bread and butter of
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Guys, Gush, McDonald's. Ever since they combined the dinner, they started saying the same Torah.
But he's saying the first night is called Pesach. The rest of the 7 days are called Chag Matzah.
No.
Oh, he's saying tonight?
He's saying Bein Arbayim.
Oh, Bein Arbayim.
It's not a 24-hour period. It's a 12-hour period. Chag Pesach lasts for 12 hours, starting from Bein Arbayim on Erev Yom Tov Rishon, which is Chatzos tomorrow, until Chatzos of Leil Rishon. Right, so it's a half a day of Pesach. Okay, which extends 6 hours of Chag HaMatzos and 6 hours of Erev Chag HaMatzos. That entity is Chag HaPesach. Right? And then after that, you have Chag HaMatzos, which includes that first night. Right? So you kind of have these overlapping circles where you have a middle set, which is both Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaPesach. Then you have just Chag HaPesach for 6 hours, and then the rest of the Yom Tov for 6.5 days is Chag HaMatzos. Okay? Very fascinating Sfarno. According to the Svarno now, you could explain why Erev Pesach is mentioned in Parsha Moedim. Right? According to him, there is an entity called Chag HaPesach, which picks out Erev Yom Tov. Okay? Just point out that not only is this true of Parsha Moedim, this may also be true in the Psukim and Shemos. In Parakei Beis, which is all the dinim of Karban Pesach, Torah says in Pasukei Dalet, V'haya yom azeh lechem zikaron, v'chagosem oso chag l'Hashem, v'derosechem chukas olam tichaguhu. Right, so, what is Pasuk Yedaleh referring to? Vaya Hayom Hazeh. It's not clear. Right? Torah was talking about the dinim of the Karban Pesach, and then it says Hayom Hazeh. And V'chagosem Oso Chag. And the next Pesukim says, Shivas Yom Matzos Tochelu. Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbish Yisrael Mibateichem. What's the Yom HaRishon? Right, so Torah says, this day should be a Chag. You should have it for 7 days. The first day, you have a chiyuv to destroy chametz. Right? What's the Yom HaRishon here? Right? Yom HaRishon Ad Yom HaShvi. What's the Yom HaRishon? Chamishazar.
Then the Ach makes
Chas
V'Shal.
Ach Chilek. Well, look at Rashi. Rashi wants to say it's not just Ach, it's actually the word Rishon tells you it's referring to Yedalin. How so? What? Okay, Ach B'Yom HaRishon, Me'er V'Yom Tov,
V'Chari.
V'Kari Rishon V'Shul V'Nei Asheva.
Right, so Rishon means the prior.
It's like Acharon, Acharon. You have Yaakov, Acharon.
And what's the example that Rashi gives? Is that looking?
I don't know.
Okay, where else do you find Rishon in Tanakh that refers to prior?
Rishon.
Harishon Adam Tilad was that the comment to Eob, were you born before man?
Oh.
Were you born prior to man? Right? Halifnei Adam Noladita. Right? Oh. So that's what Rashi is pointing out, that the Rishon here means the day prior to the first day of. He's like, we have one other case in Tanakh where Rishon means prior. It's just fascinating that the Pesukim themselves seem to imply this ambiguous term Rishon, which is referring not to the first day of Yom Tov, which is what you would assume, but the day prior to Yom Tov. So if you hold that Erev Pesach itself, like this Chizkuni, has the status of being the beginning of Pesach, or you can understand much more sharply why the Torah uses this term of Rishon. But we'll see this in a minute. Okay, and the Gemara goes on. Rashi is quoting: "Oino ela rishon shel shiva." Tamar lomar lo tishchet al chametz, lo tishchet al pesach v'adayin chametz kaim. Right. Obviously, the pesukim can't be referring to the first day of Yom Tov because it's tashbishis army v'teichem. Right. So if you were to destroy chametz on the first day, you would have already violated by your rabbi matzah.
But then, from Yom Rishon and Yom Hashvi, you'd have to say that the Yom Rishon there is 15th. Otherwise,
Right, otherwise you only get right, so you kind of have this Rishon seems to be referring both to Erev. You might say it covers both Erev and the first day. Okay. Very interesting Rashi. I just point out, does anybody know what the Ibn Ezra says to solve this problem?
Achilik.
No, it's not Achilik. I used to ach sameach. What does Ibn Ezra say? Right, something very clever. He says that whenever you talk about Kaliya or Tashbisu, destruction, so
it means it's already been done.
Yeah, we're just
that's what he says. Vaychal kim bayom
hashvi'i. Yeah, it's pretty close. Right, vaychula shemayim va'aretz means that they're already completed by time Shabbos came. So he says the same thing here. When Torah says Tashbisu zorim v'teichem, it means that it already had to have been completed. So you could at least preserve that Rishon means the first day of Yontif, but anytime it's Kaliya, it has to be finished prior.
That's where else Rishon refers to. Take the same reading of the Sukkot just farther, that is Yom Rishon.
At what?
That Yom Rishon is defined to be from the 14th.
For who? For Rashi.
Rashi seems pretty clear, but the same reading of the Pasuk.
Right, simple reading of the Pasuk.
That Yom Rishon, in other words, refers to, let's say, from Yudalit in the afternoon, and that Yom Rishon just is just a longer day.
It's like a Yom Arichta.
It's Yom Arichta.
That's kind of what I was suggesting before, that there's like the ambiguity in Rishon is to pick out, because that's what Rachel's saying, right? You have to also Rishon ad Shvi, right? It can't just mean Erev. So maybe it means the Yom Arichta of Erev Pesach into Pesach itself. Okay? Good. So what are some of the halachic proofs to this notion of Erev Pesach having the status of Yom Tov? Okay, since when is Chametz an indication of Yom Tov?
Oh, Yom Tov in general.
Right, Yom Tov in general, then we'll talk about Pesach itself. Avelus. So what do we know about Avelus? Okay, and what about Erev Pesach?
I don't know if you can, I mean, depends if you're
Jewish or not. Okay, it's good, so let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Hilchot Avelus, Simen Shin Sadi Tes, Sif Gimel. Im kavras meso shiva yam kodem aregel v'noag ba gzera shiva aregel mevata menu gzera shloshim. And if the regel comes in the middle of shloshim, it's mevata the shloshim. Afilu chal yom shvi b'erev aregel v'miksa yom kikul v'ol l'kan l'kan. Mutu l'chabis v'lirchot zil saper b'erev aregel. Okay, so if the din is that if Yom Tov cancels your shloshim, you're already allowed to be mevata the avelos on erev Yom Tov. Okay, but this in general. Haga, samach l'chashecha. Okay, but only within the first few, only within the minutes, right, immediately preceding Yom Tov. So if you're an Avel, and then you're going to be Mevatel the Gzera Shloshim, so let's say you're allowed to get a haircut, you know, an hour before Yom Tov. Okay, Samach Lechashecha. One exception. Uve'erev Pesach muter b'chol achar chatzos. That's true for Shavuos and for Sukkos. But for Erev Pesach, everything becomes muter after chatzos. Dehainu mizman shchitas ha-Pesach ve'elach. Right, once you're within the time from the Karban Pesach, then the whole din of Avelos is Bata. Okay, so for other Yom Tovim, it's only Samach L'Chashecha. For Pesach, it's Mechatzos, because of Karban Pesach. What's the rationale for this? Look at this great Gra. Chana, why don't you read the Gra?
Sure. Nira Dechashiv Kamo Moed, Tikra Chashvu B'Tocha Moedim. V'chein Mitami V'Gemara.
This is a very nice Gra. Right, he says, why do we know that? Why is it Mevata Avelos already from Chatzos? The Chashiv Kima Moed.
Is it the same Moed? Or is it a different Moed?
He doesn't tell you. You might have an Afkamina whether it's Mevata both.
Shloshim and Shiva.
Yeah, so the Gra doesn't say. And in fact, what he says here is open to both interpretations.
Well, what are you Lacha? What happens nowadays?
I don't think people are Makil to say that it's Mevata, Shiva, and Shloshim. I don't think anybody does that. I've never seen it. Okay, but so the Gra here says that near the Chashiv Kima Moed, I mean, you have that Shaila by Shmini Atzeres and Sukkos. Right?
This if the death happens on it, or if any time in the Shiva?
This is if this case in the Shulchan Aruch is if the Shloshim is Mevato. I mean, it's you're in Shloshim, and the Yom Tov comes, it's Mevato the rest of Shloshim. Or so the death happened, let's say, you know, 2 weeks before. Okay.
Or isn't the din of Erev, Shvitat HaPesach?
What?
Why is no din of Erev Shvitat HaPesach for the Gra?
Right.
And why don't we start from the morning?
So it sounds like the Yom Tov itself is determined by the Zman HaShchita.
Then why don't we have like an Erev to prepare for it?
Maybe you do. You might actually. We'll see. You might actually.
Until today.
Tikva.
Today?
Yeah, today or tomorrow morning.
Morning.
Is there, you want a din of Erev, the Chaga Pesach. Yeah. Okay. So we'll see if there's such a thing. There may be. But look at the Gruz. So the Gruz first Raya is interesting, just that it's to the very fact that it's considered, that it's mentioned in Parshas Mo'adim. Now, that's a very fascinating kind of a Raya. V'chein medami b'gemara, Perek Dalad b'Psachim, v'perek Pez Moed Katan. What's in Perek Dalad b'Psachim? Nun Hei. It's the fourth Perek, I think. So this is a Perek that's all about the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach. Right, so the Gruz second Raya is from the, that's considered a Moed, is from the fact that there's Isser Malacha on Erev Yom Tov. What's the Isser Malacha? So let's look at the Ram Hilchos Yom Tov. Perek Ches, Yoni.
So this is in general,
right? There's, you're not supposed to do malach on Erev Yom Tov, but there's no punishment and there's no nidui. Okay, what's the exception?
There are two
chumras of Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach, Nidui and Mardus. But what's his rationale? Why is Erev Pesach different? Referring to the Karm Pesach, presumably. Right? So it's the Karm Pesach here that makes the day different from other Erev Yom Tovim. Now, Lefichach, just go on.
Lefichach, Yom Arbasa B'Nisan, Asur Asiyat Malacha M'Divrei Sofrim, K'mo Cholo Shel Moed, V'u Kam M'Cholo Shel Moed, V'Einu Atzo El M'Chatzi Yom L'Mala, Shu Zman HaShchita, V'am Me'Neit Tacham, Ad Chatzi Yom, Talib B'Minag, Makom Shinagu L'Asot Osin, Makom Shinagu Shelo L'Asot Ein Osin.
Okay, so this Halacha only kicks in from Chatzosh, because that's the Zman HaPesach. Okay, contrast that with Rashi in Pesachim Daf Nun. Rashi is explaining the same halacha why there's a more chamar Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach. Rashi says, Jeremy.
Okay, shelo lasot kedei shelo yei taru b'mlacha yishkach bior chamtzo shchitat haPesach v'tikun matzah l'terach halayla t'mitzvah l'terach mebod yom kedei lasev maher.
Okay, so what's Rashi's explanation for the stricter Isser Malacha?
It's so that you can be tired and kavana was chag itself. Or
meaning, so you don't forget that you have to burn your chametz and bake your matzahs. Right, we're worried that you'll get so caught up. There are so many preparations for Pesach, more so than any other Yom Tov. Right, so we just need a stricter Isser Malacha because there are more things that you could, or there's more of a problem in being distracted because then you won't fulfill the mitzvahs that you have to fulfill beforehand. Right, you won't destroy your chametz. You won't bake your matzahs.
So then we have the chayiv to burn the chametz by burning the chametz by chatzot, and then why would the Isser Malacha kick in afterwards?
Right. Why wouldn't it be beforehand? It's a good point. Very good point. Well, Rashi might say that, you know, this way, if you ask for malacha already in the afternoon, you're guaranteed that people are going to be getting home, you know, around, you know, midday. Whereas if you allow malacha, then there's a greater shash people won't be able to burn in the morning. We'll give you a better answer in a second.
Okay. Is there still a chag according to the Rambam after?
What?
After Korban HaBayit? Would there still be the same?
Yeah, the Kesef Mishnah says explicitly that it applies even when there's no actual Korban. It's the Zman Shechitas HaKorban, not the actual Havasa Korban.
Okay, well, that clear from the Rambam, though? The Rambam may hold it just, it is just a Havasa Korban himself.
Well, he says Shehu Zman Shechitas HaPesach. Okay?
Yeah, okay, that would be a strong, very strong reading of the word Zman.
Makom shenagu shalolas. The Rashi's on the words makom shenagu shalolas. So
that's why,
right?
Meaning?
No, for Rachel's question.
Look at the Magen Mishnah on page 3. The Rashi pirish atam neshiyesh lo l'trak b'tzarchei matzo maror. Notice how he just cut out the chametz issue from Rashi. And mashen kein b'shar arve yom tov. The kashli imkein erev asukis nami or yesh l'trak b'sukaso. Right, also I guess you have your lulav and your esrog. Right, so I guess also has preparations. Elavadai tam haYushalmi iker. Right, Yushalmi is one that has this reason of zman karban pesach, zman shechitas haPesach. Right, so he thinks this is a refutation of Rashi Shita. Now the note of Yehuda and all the achronim on the Gemara and Pesachim, so they try to defend Rashi, and one way of trying to defend Rashi is to say, no, really, right, Erev Pesach has more things than Erev Sukkot. But the other way is, like Rachel is suggesting, which is that the Rashi is not talking about after Chatzos. Rashi is talking about why there's a minog to not do malacha even prior to Chatzos. Right, even prior to the Karban Pesach. Now that's what Rashi's explaining. So this might be a Pesach for what Yoni wants, which is maybe an Erev Zman, Erev Chaga Pesach, an Erev of the Yom Tov of Karban Pesach itself. Right, where the Zman of the Yom Tov of Karban Pesach is Michatzos until Laila. But from the morning until Chatzos, that's like the Erev of the Chaga Pesach. And that's a Makom Shenagush, the last is Malacha Tzatzer. Good, Yoni? That's how you might have an Erev to this thing. Okay? So that's one nafkamina here would be, so again, so we have the nafkamina of Avelos from the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra, and then we have the nafkamina of the stricter Isra Malacha on Yom on Erev Pesach according to the Rambam. Let's look at a third nafkamina. The Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Tzadi Chesam at Aleph talks about a very interesting case. Jeremy, why don't you take the case? Tanarabanan.
Which
second source on page 3.
Tanarabanan hamafrishas piskel v'meis im b'no mimuna imo yivieno l'shum pesach. Ein b'no mimuna imo yivieno l'shum shlamim l'shishasar. Ushishasar in Lachamishasar lo, Kasavar Nadarm Nadavos, in Craven Beyomtov. Demesa Ave Mas, Ilema, Demes Kodam Chatos, Benamuna Yemo Yavien Oshim Pesach, Hachala Nino Silua Meikara, Ella Demes Achar Chatos.
Okay, so what's the case in the Gemara?
A case where you sat your Korban Pesach and you died, and the rule is that you have to have someone that is Mumuna on the
Karm Pesach. Right, you need some owner of the Karm Pesach, right? So if you're the exclusive owner, so what's the halacha?
Then no one can have that Pesach.
Right, so you wait till after Pesach, you wait till Tes Zayin, and then it becomes automatically a Karm Shlamim.
Right.
Because a Pesach Shlav is Mana, it was always a Shlamim. If Bino is a Muna Alav, what's the halacha?
Then he can bring it.
He could bring it. So the Gemara then asks, wait a second. If the Ben is now the owner of the carbon, and the father dies. If the father dies, kodem chatzos, the son can't bring the carbon. Why? He's an onain, right? An onain is not allowed to bring carbonos, right? So look at Rabbeinu Chananel here. Okay, so the quote from the Gemara that I gave you, the Gemara ends up saying, no, it must be a case where he died after chatzos. Right? Therefore, the chi of carbon pesach was chal first. So for some reason, if the Chiv Karm Pesach is Chal first, it'll be Docha the Aninus. Okay, this is very strange.
Is that's not because of Balei Chayim in Anidachim, right?
What?
That's not...
No, the Gemara is a separate deduction from here, the Balei Chayim in Anidachim. That's a separate issue the Gemara tries to bring out from here. What does Rabbeinu Chananel explain here? Because the Gemara says, Demeis Achar Chatzos. But why isn't he an Onein?
Ravashi Amar Uyelam, Demeis Achar Chatzos V'chalav Aninus Da'amash Nishas HaPesach Ki Yom Tov Chashav. Shomer Bohel, Lefikach
Ochal.
Halal, sorry. Lefikach Ochal Aninas.
Great.
So he says you can say Halal already from.
No. No. Not that you should say Halal.
Chashiv should.
Oh,
look at it again. This is Rabbeinu Chananel, right?
We do say Halal.
We do say Halal on our Pesach.
We don't.
On the Korban Pesach itself.
On the Korban Pesach, yeah. Right? This is the famous Gemara Pesachim. Right? The Gemara says Harishon Ton Halal Bachilaso. Right? Hashir Yelachem Kalelas Kadish Chag, Laila Hamakudish Lachag Ton Shira.
They would say it a whole bunch of times. Three different groups, one in and out. Right?
Yeah. Well, this pasuk, Halel Yelachem Hashir Yelachem Kalel Skadish Chag, is referring to the Halel that you say on the Achilas Karban Pesach.
Isn't that after?
That's on the night.
That's night.
Did I talk here about the Halel Bilal Seder? No.
I heard great Rav Gigi about
it. The Halel Bilal Seder? Okay, I think my Mahalach is better.
Okay.
I don't know what Rav Gigi said. We'll talk about it maybe Cholamoid. Such a good.
But it's still relevant.
What?
I said when it's still
relevant. It's still relevant. It's
really
such a good... What?
Al Ragilacha, you can give it to us at the end.
At the end of here? Okay, maybe. We'll talk about it. Triple Shitas on the Ramban. Triple Shitas on the Ramban in his Pirush Al Torah, in his Asagot Sefer Mitzvos, and in his Chivishim to end the Pesachim. Okay, it's a really good chat. Okay. So the Gemara Pesachim, right, says that you say Hala when you bring the Karban Pesach. It's not only to say halal on the Seder when you're eating it, but also on the Erev when you're bringing it. Gemara says, my time. I'm just reading the Gemara Masechta Tadihei. So Gemara says, Efshar Yisrael Shochanas Pischeim Venotim Las Lulavim Einom Mashir, Einom Halal. Right, how could it be that the Klal Yisrael were shechting their carbon and shaking lulav, and they weren't saying halal? Right? That's the Gemara. So just Rashi there says, Masechta Tadihei, the Kivan did Dvar Mitzvah Hu Tahan Halal. Right, since the Dvar Mitzvah requires halal, meaning the halal on the Karban Pesach is on the Mitzvah, not on the Yom. But Rabbi Chananel is not interpreting it that way. Right? What's Rabbi Chananel doing? He's bringing a proof from the fact that we say Hallel on Erev Pesach to the fact that it therefore must be a Yom Tov. And since it's a Yom Tov, Aninus can't be Chal on him. What's that?
So you could synthesize that. Maybe we say Hallel because it's a mitzvah, but once we say Hallel, it creates a Yom Tov.
Always? Because anytime you say halal, it creates a shem yom tov. It sounds like he's saying that halal is an indication, right? How do I know it's ki yom tov chashuv? She'omer bo halal.
I mean, the real problem is Rashi can't be saying it's a mitzvah. You don't say halal every time you do a mitzvah. Merch da Hashem halal.
Well,
it's clearly mitzvah of a yom.
You think only a yom is mechayev halal?
It can't just be any mitzvah.
Okay, maybe certain kinds of mitzvahs.
Okay, so what kinds of mitzvahs?
Okay, so you'll say maybe a mitzvah that's linked to Hodah, who would mechayev you in Hallel.
Yeah, the Rav builds on this guy.
Look, do you say Hallel on, you know, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur?
That's a
different halacha. Why? Because if Rechayim is if you made some psuchim lefana, that's what you want to say?
Yeah.
But if Rashi's Dvar Mitzvah is already referring to, like, specific mitzvot, then you can just say that those mitzvot, like, that you say Hallel on are also indicative of, like, it being Yom Tov.
That's what you want to say? You want to say it's always indicative of a Yom Tov?
Doesn't the Rebbe have a whole thing on this, based on this? About, I mean, the whole thing about Lulav, especially. But,
I mean, because Gemara and Erchin. Because of Chalukim and Bekarban Aseh.
Yeah, we have the whole thing about Lulav specifically being like the Kli for Halal itself. The Hotel. No?
Could be. Well, I mean, look, Yishami says that the reason why you say Halal, Bechol Yom, on Sukkis is why?
Because of the Korbanos.
No, it's the Bavli and Erchin. Yishami says because they were no tell lulav kol zayin in the mikdash, therefore even big lulav and you're going to say halal kol zayin. And so Yishami seems to be connecting the chiv halal with the mitzvah of lulav, whereas the Bavli connects it with chaluk and mekarbon oseya, and that there's different karbon oseya every day, which the Rav says is like an indication of a different kedushas
ayom.
Right?
On the lulav thing says
what?
Yes, I guess he has a few different statements on the halal thing because he also uses the same other. You use that Yishami for the lulav. Explain how lulav is itself.
Akiyam and halal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that, like what the Ritva says, why you only say mitzvah baba vera, and mitzvah shiesh baim halal, right? Something like that, that lulav is a halal, that's why you say mitzvah, that's why there's a problem with mitzvah baba vera for it. For something it doesn't have, I can't believe you all think that you need kedusha, that it's like a din of the yom. You don't think that Rashi could be right, that there's a halal based off the mice and mitzvah? How do you explain halal on the night of the Seder?
We all say halal
in the
mitzvah,
that's
a problem.
It's Rashi Lashitasa, by the way. Oh, there's a mitzvah, then.
Why
do you say halal on the night of the Seder?
What?
Why do you say halal on
there's
the night of the
Seder? There's also in Kedusha, and whatever. I mean, that also, Rav Gigi's home halal, that it's a different, that's like a unique kind of halal you don't have any parallels to. But even if you don't go so down well. That whole month, what?
Wrong. Yeah, it's different halachos because there's the hefsek and like.
Yeah, I mean he goes through like this whole thing second whatever, but why would you go to like when he says it's clearly not any mitzvah, so why would you say mitzvahs that are categorized by Hodah as opposed to every time we say halal there is we don't say halal on any day that doesn't have you say halal.
Okay, so you might need to say yom maybe as a prerequisite. Oh, you think you need to say yom as a prerequisite?
Yeah.
How does he reconcile that with the Gemara and like Megillah, like the entire idea that what are there two separate halals?
What about by halal on Hanukkah? Kishus Hayom Drabanan. Where is Kishus Hayom Drabanan?
Okay, there's whatever.
What about Purim? Where you say that?
It's still on the each emotional yom. It's not on.
Hanukkah is certain dinim. There's nothing with no root.
It's not on the Hadlaka.
There's no avela during Hanukkah. There's no avela during Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, there is avela. We are doing avela. On Hanukkah there is.
There are certain things.
You could say dvar. I wouldn't even take Tisha Sayom. I would say dvar mitzvah refers to a mitzvah that.
Maybe the challah night is seder on the, it's challah on the matzah.
Okay, well that could work because you could say the dvar mitzvah is just any mitzvah that comes on a specific day.
Rashi says that on the Gemara. Lachem shalom onim alav dvar
harbe.
Doesn't Rashi say shagom alav v'sahala? Yeah. Rashi in Psachim. You could say how it here.
So that could just be descriptive. That doesn't mean the halal is.
I don't have it here, but. Oh, we mentioned it last time. We mentioned we spoke about Sipra and Zechira. We mentioned this Rashi. Okay, but I don't know. It's not obvious that you only have halal on. Look, Pashas, the, you know, Klai Yisrael said halal. The original halal was when they left the, you know, after Shira Sayyam. Right? They said halal. I don't know if there was Ketush Sayyam then. The Smak, for example, says that. First of all, they said halal on the Mikdash. Didn't they say halal on the Mikdash every day?
They said the Shir Shalyom.
Isn't that the Mechayev of Hala? Isn't that the Makkah for Hala?
They didn't say Bracha on Hala.
No?
I don't think so.
Actually, they did. Isn't that, I thought it was like the Makkah for...
Every day they said Bracha on Shir Shalyom.
Maybe they made a Bracha on Shir Shalyom. No? You don't think so?
I don't think so, but I'm a Bracha.
Maybe that's the... Isn't that the Mechayev? Okay, we'll have to look into this. But I think you're just projecting R, like the way we do halal, onto, like this Rashi. It can't be that it's a dvar mitzvah we tell on halal.
That's hard to understand why it would be a mitzvah.
What?
It's not hard to understand why you'd be a dvar mitzvah. I mean, like,
why a mitzvah would be
mechayev halal. You don't have mitzvah which is comparable to Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is this unique mitzvah, which is one of the first ones we have.
That's what I'm saying, special mitzvah. It's mitzvah that...
You're just going to say something about Tush Sayyum now.
No, not because you don't say the formal Kedusha Sayyum. That's how you can include Hanukkah and Purim. Mitzvah that happen because of a certain day. So not necessarily formal Kedusha Sayyum, but right, the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot, whatever, right? So we have unique mitzvahs on that day, and so we say we don't say Hal and Purim.
Well, we say Kras Zui Halela.
What?
There's a chiyuv just where you'll take the Kriyas and Megillah.
Yeah.
As Amiri says that if it's on Shabbos, right? If Purim falls on
then
Shabbos,
you say Hal. Do we do that?
We don't do that. Amiri has a day like that.
Fine,
but you want to say that there is Kedusha Sayyum?
What? No, it's just any day that has a mitzvah, a unique mitzvah attached to it that we don't have.
I think you're thrown off by the Gemara in Erchin, which says that there are, you know, I think Yud Aleph Yom Shigom Behem Asahalel, Yud Aleph, right, or whatever, however many days, Yud Ches Yom Shigom Behem Asahalel, and then the Gemara says, oh, you need Kedusha Sayyum, but there the Gemara is only speaking about Halel that is Noveh from a Kedusha Sayyum. Right, in terms of a chiyuv halal that's noveh from a kedusha yom, so you need Isser Malacha and you need that it's kari yom tov. But who said that there aren't other kinds of halal? Oh, Jeremy.
I think the description works. I'm trying to think if there are any days that have mitzvahs on them, unique mitzvahs for those days that we don't say halal.
We think about it. We'll think about it more. Maybe we'll revisit it when we speak about halal later.
Anyway, is it clear from Rabbi Nochananel that?
So back to Rabbi Nochananel. It sounds like he's saying the reason why there's no aninus is because of the yom tov. The proof that it's a yom tov is from the fact that we say halal. So he's interpreting the halal here as not just being concentrated on the ma'aseh mitzvah, but the halal here is the halal on the yom tov.
Well, maybe the yom tov is created because of the ma'aseh mitzvah.
Okay, true. The yom tov might be created because of the Karban Pesach. But you see that there's a shem yom tov that's generated by the Karban Pesach.
But maybe because,
not just.
The question is nowadays would there be yom tov?
So I think pashtus yes. Right, you'd say there's still a yom tov because the zman of the shechita is Karban Pesach. It's not like the actual ma'isa shechita triggers it. But the yom tov is because the day of the Karban Pesach.
The zman might just be another way of representing the actual action.
Is Rabbi Nochananel saying that halal makes it a yom tov, or the halal is indicative of the fact that?
I think he's saying indicative. You think it's causative?
No, I think it's indicative, yeah. But I don't think that contradicts what Rashi's saying.
Rashi seems to be saying the halal is indicative only of a ma'isa mitzvah.
Right, but
Rina Hanan is saying the halal is indicative of a yom tov.
Okay, but those, like, it could be ma'isa, I mean, this is back to our chalas point, but it could be ma'isa mitzvah that's linked to a yom tov.
Right, but the point is that you could have so many ma'isa mitzvahs that don't create a yom tov. Right? If Rashi's right, then you can't prove from the Amiras Hala that there's a Yom Tov. All you can prove is that there's a Maisi Mitzvah. No?
Okay,
we have to look at the Bishgurav on this Halal of Erev Pesach, where we said there's two Dinim and Halal. Maybe that'll solve some of our discussion here. Okay, so this Halal would be another Nafkamina, and Halal here is seen as an indication of the Shem Yom Tov. One other Nafkamina to this to the status of Erev Pesach might be an interesting halacha quoted from the this Rambam, which we already saw hinted to. The Rambam said, why is there Isra Malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos?
Siman Shechit Aspes.
Siman Shechit Pesach and?
Chagiga.
Why Chagiga Sedalit?
Because that was the one brought to accompany the Pesach.
But what is the Chagiga Sedalit? Why is that an indication that there should be Isra Malacha on Hashem Yom Tov? What?
The Ola Sriya,
no? No, separate from the Ola Sriya. Is Chagiga is always a Shlamim and Ola is an Ola. Ola Sriya is an Ola. Right? So what's the indication of the Karban Chagiga? So, if you look here, just for a second, on page 4. Says, Kshmakriven as a Pesach Barishon, Makriven imo Shlamim biyom yedalid, and a Bakar minatzon. When you bring the Karban Pesach, you also bring a Karban Chagiga along with it. Kedolim Muktanim, Zcharman Akevos, Kecholziv Chashlamim. Lezuhi hanikres Chagiga sarbasar, Vazen Nemar, Bator, Vizavach, the Pesach Hashem Lakacha, Tzon Ubakar. So, Tzon Ubakar here is referring to the Karban Chagiga that's brought with the Karban Pesach. Okay. This is very interesting that when the Ramban also talks about this Karban, okay, so the Ramban refers to these Pesukim. Okay. And this is referring to the Chagiga Sidalit. This is the Karban Chagiga that's not brought on Pesach itself. It's the Karban that's brought with the Karban Pesach. So he just says in the second to last line in the Ramban, V'tzonu bakar elim v'izim v'vnei bakar lachog chagiga b'yom zeh kasher yitzave b'shvuas u'v'sukis. The Ramban here seems to equate the Karban Chagiga of Yedalid, okay, which is brought before Yom Tov, with the Karban Chagigas of Shavuos and Sukkos, which are brought as the Shlamim of Yom Tov. Okay? So it could be, now let's point out that Tosos has a different view of this altogether. Tosos in Psachim and Afayin, Tosos says the Chagigas Arbasar is only Dindra Banan, and it's only there to make sure that you're eating the Karban Pesach HaLasova. That's how Tosos interprets the Karban Chagiga. Dindra Banan, just to make sure you eat the Karban Pesach HaLasova. You're supposed to eat the Chagiga first, then the Karban Pesach. But from both the Rama and the Ramban, it sounds that the Karban Chagiga is Din D'Oraisa, right? The Chiyuv D'Oraisa. The Rama quotes the Pesukim. The Ramban's also equating with these other Karbanos. What then would be the point of the Karban Chagiga? So it could be, this is something that my father likes to say, I'm not sure if he has any better rayas, but it could be that the Karban Chagiga is meant as the Karban of Erev Pesach. That is the Chiyuv Shlamim on every Yom Tov. So this is the Chiyuv Shlamim for the Chag of Erev Pesach, which is distinct from Pesach itself. Okay. So the Chagiga Sidalit might be another raya. Okay. Now I want to bring two more indications of not just that Erev Pesach has a Shem Yom Tov, but that Erev Pesach is considered to be the beginning of Chag HaMatzos. Right? That you have this this kind of earlier start of the Yom Tov of Tesvav. So there's two rayas here, both are mentioned earlier. One of those mentioned earlier is Raman Chametz Matzah Aleph Ches Paskins that there's an Isser Chametz Midoraisa on Erev Pesach Mechatzos Hayom Ve'elach Asr Lechel Chametz Biyom Ba'asr Mechatzos Hayom Ulemala Shehu Mitchila Asha Shvias Bayom Mechol Ha'ocha Bezman Hazeh Loka Min HaTorah Shnemar L'Socha Aleph Chametz Kalomar Al Karban Pesach Kach L'Man Mipi HaShmua Pirish Davar Zeh L'Socha Chametz Misha Sheru'uyo L'Shchitas HaPesach Shehu Bein Arbaim V'hu Chatzi Hayom. Right, and the Ravi disagrees. The Ravi thinks that this Isra Chametz on Erev is only Drabanan. Right, but for the Rambam, the Isra Chametz D'Oraisa with Malchus extends to the Zman of Karban Pesach. Now here, responding to Yoni's point, it sounds very clear from the Rambam that it's not Tully on the actual Akrabas HaPesach. Right, here it sounds like it's the Zman Karban Pesach which triggers it, not the physical Maisa Shechita. Right? Yoni?
Yeah, now I'm trying to think.
On Mechalik, or?
I don't know. I think there's no, Zman of Korbanos. There's no Zman for...
What is? From after Tam Shabin Arbaim.
So no, I know, but there's no... The Zman isn't just a definition of when the Zman of the Akrava. I'm not going to say that the Isser Melacha starts with the Zman that you're personally doing it. It's when the Zman of Korban Pesach begins in general.
Sounds like a very ad hoc kind of chiluk.
I'm not trying to mechalik, I'm trying to just keep the same point. But
okay, yes, you'll think about it a little bit. Okay. So this is one interesting extension of the Pesach into earlier Zman. Another interesting halacha, and this is a little harder to explain, but the Tur in Or HaChaim in Siman Tafnun Ches quotes a minhag of Chachmei Ashkenaz HaRishonim. Tur says, Rachel, you want to read it?
Im achil mitasek bepat beyudalid ad achar shisho vita b'tshuva masa v'achad she'afa masa kodem arba shal v'far bir chamso v'asru rabotinu Hamatzah.
Oh, Hamatzah.
It's in an Aleph. Hamatzah. Got it. Did kish the Pesach. The key one, the Pesach, in the Nishchad, Elamei, Shisha, Ulamala,
Hamatzah. Right, this is the Chumrah of Chachmei Ashkenaz. That
you can, you can't start baking matzah. Right?
Yeah, you can only start baking matzahs from Shisha Machzah and on. Why?
Because that's in the Pesach.
Yeah, so they think that the only Zman that's kosher, they pass all the matzahs. Right? See, somebody started baking matzahs earlier. He destroyed his chametz, mind you, right? He destroyed his chametz already from Arba Shalos by Yom. He started baking his matzahs, and they passed all the matzahs because it's only kosher from Sheshu Machzah, not from the time of the Karban Pesach.
You can make it days in advance.
No. You could only make the matzah on Erev Pesach.
That's a very strict understanding of.
And by the way, this is more exciting because here, right, you really have to be makar in 18 minutes.
Yeah.
You can't just throw out something that goes over. If you end up baking matzah and then it becomes chametz, you violate Isser chametz of Erev Pesach.
That's crazy.
So some of you don't think that you dafka have to do it then, because right, one of the dinim of lachem oni is like mahu ofa, and like ishto is like, you know, making sure that he finishes on time. I think that's a requirement that the maisafia has to be right to become chametz. Right, that the mitzvah of matzah is almost like making sure that it doesn't become chametz.
But not everyone's chayav in their own afia, so would they oser for someone else to?
Yeah, it's only kosher matzah. If, just like you need lishma, you need that have Erev Pesach. So here they're connecting it to the Shechitas Karban Pesach, right? So it sounds like this is the only time that's kosher. Okay. As it's machlokas here in the postgame on Shulchan Aruch, where this refers only to the matzos mitzvah of Leil HaSeder, whether it refers to the matzos of all 7 days of Pesach. That's a machlokas I just gave you on page 5 between the Beis Yosef and the Prisha. Beis Yosef says, Mashma de matzah shu asid lates by de chavasa myri. The ilu shar matzah shadam ocha pasach loet kish the pasach. Okay, so you only have to do this for your Seder night matzos. The Prisha says that since the whole dia comes from the psukin that connects the zavach to pasach l'ashem alokecha and lo socha l'alav chamed shivas yamim, or shivas yamim tocha l'matzos, right? It starts off talking about pasach, then it switches into shivas yamim tocha matzos. So you see that the Hekesh means that all the matzos for Zayin Yamim have to be made on Erev Pesach. Now you'll notice, this is the Minhag of Ashkenaz, that goes back to pre-Rashi, but you'll notice this is what Rashi was assuming in his parish to the Gemara in Makom Shenagu. Because Rashi said that one of the reasons why you have a special Isser Malach on Erev Pesach is because the Tikkun Matzah Litzorech HaLaila. Right, Rashi is assuming that you're baking your matzos on Erev Pesach, Hatzorech Yatov. Okay. So what these halachos seem to show is that there's actually a starting of the Shem Yom Tov L'inya and the Iser Chametz and the mitzvah matzah already from the Zman Shechitas Pesach. I'll give you one interesting thing. I didn't get a chance to put it. It's on the one I emailed out. So I'll just email it afterwards. I just came across a very interesting Moshav's Kanim. Do you have it? On your...
Oh, did you send it to us?
Yeah, I think I sent it to you. I could read it to you from here. It's on this note. The Moshav Zakenim quotes Rashi, the Das Zakenim, and Shmos Yadav quotes Rashi by Midbar, Perek Tesvav. Okay, this is the parsha of Tzitzis on Psil Tcheles. So according to Rashi, why do you have 8 strings on Tzitzis?
The
mitzvot, no? Oh, that's something else, right? Rashi says that it's Arista Mosos Chartim is because Taryag. Right? Why do you eat strings on tzitzis? Rashi al Torah. I'll tell you what Rashi says. v'shmona chutim sheba, keneged shmona yomim sheshel Yisrael mishayatim Mitzrayim ad she'amru shir al hayam. Because the 8 days that Klai Yisrael waited in Mitzrayim, from when they left to Shira. So the Das Kanim asks, Das Kanim in Shemos Yidalot Chav Beis, so what does Rashi mean? Right, we hold that the Shira Layam was on the 7th day, not on the 8th day. Right, so where does Rashi get the 8th day from? You should have 7 chutim. Right? Mechlal Devishmini Amru Shira. According to Rashi, it sounds like it's a Shira on the 8th day. So what's the answer? That Rashi's counting from the time of the Shechitas Karban Pesach, not from the time of the Yitzhiyah. V'yesh lomar del kamon mona mishehechinu atzman latzeis me'erev Pesach shachshachtu asa Pesach. That's where you start counting the 8 days from. This is fascinating. Okay? So really, he's saying that there are 8 days of the Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. You started a day earlier. And here's the interesting, that may now you have a cleaner parallel to Pesach, where you have 8 days of Yom Tov, right? So you have a cleaner parallel to Sukkot, where you have 8 days of Yom Tov, if you think that the Shem Yom Tov actually starts from Erev.
But his version is a little bit less strong. His point is,
because the idea.
Hayodim Shiyatsu L'machar, the whole point is that they'll know that they'll start preparing from today because they know they're going to start leaving tomorrow. So it's just like they got to tomorrow a day early. Because the point is the point there that they start saying Shira from when they know they're going to leave, so they know that.
Well, they said Shira only. They said Shira only from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But in other words,
we have 8 days prior because we're starting our count from Shechitas Karban Pesach.
But that's because they knew they were leaving the next day. So it's like the day. In other words, the 15th came a day early.
Yeah, but that's going to count as like the 8 days between the beginning of the Yitzhiyah.
The 14th is a separate date. So the 15th just starts a day early. Oh.
I think it's like a technicality in B'nai Yisrael's knowledge.
I mean, I'm not saying that. I think stronger reading is definitely possible in Rashi.
Maybe. Okay. Let's move on to another aspect of this relationship. And that is the relationship between the Karban Pesach, okay, which is really Shechtav and Erev Pesach, and the other Mitzvah Halayla of Leil Tesvav. Okay? So until now we've seen that the mitzvah matzah and chametz might be pushed up even to Erev. But now we want to ask, is there a way of saying that maybe the mitzvahs of Pesach, right, of Chag HaMatzos on Leil Tesvav, maybe those are only tashmishei mitzvah of the Karban Pesach. Maybe the whole focus of the Yom Tov is really the Karban Pesach of Erev, and everything else is only tafel to it. Okay. Can you say such a thing? Where do we find such a concept?
What was the question?
Do you find that maybe all the mitzvos of Chag HaMatzos, or at least the mitzvah of Matzah and Maror, are really tafel to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach?
Yeah, okay. I mean the Gemara on what is it, Kuf Chaf, where they say it's Derabban Bismas.
Okay, so the Gemara on Kuf Chaf, Amud Aleph. That's
great.
Okay. Exactly. So the Gemara on Kuf Chaf, Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Matvez manas eda raisa mara drabanan, the middle of page 5. Okay? Maishna mara de sil master marurim, bisman dika pesach, yishmar, bisman leka pesach, leka mar. Matanami, oxil, master sumurim. The Gemara wants to say that mara is drabanan bisman as that. Because only do rice when you have a karm pesach. So Gemara says, why don't you say the same thing about matzah? That matzah is only do rice when you have a karm pesach. So Gemara says, no, matzah mahader hader bekra, but erev tochel matzos. And matzah is singled out separately as a separate mitzvah. Right, it says Be'erev Tochel Matzos. But the Gemara quotes the opinion of Rabbi Bar Yaakov called Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh Drabanan. According to Rabbi Bar Yaakov, both the mitzvah of Matzah and the mitzvah of Maror are Drabanan Bizman, they don't have mitzvah of Karban Pesach. As Bizman said, they hold that there is neither a mitzvah of Matzah nor a mitzvah of Maror. Okay. The Gemara Mesachim on Kuftes Vav Med Aleph has a parallel Havamina. The Gemara says, Yachal lo yetze bu yidei chavazol imkein karchan bevas achas ve'ochlan kederach shehilu achlan. You might have a happen. The first Gemara in Daf Kuf Chaf is suggesting that you need the Karban Pesach there in order to be yotze the other mitzvahs. Here the Gemara is suggesting that maybe in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, you need to perform the mitzvah bevas achas. And you need to eat the matzah and the maror in conjunction with the Karban Pesach, bekricha achas. That's the Gemara says. Tamud lomar amasam rami yachlu. Afilu zeh b'fnei atzma zeh b'fnei atzma. The maskon of the Gemara is to reject that idea. But in the Havmina, the Gemara wants to suggest that it's all a single maisa mitzvah. The Ram in Sefer Mitzvahs Asei Nunvav. So Ram paskins that there's a separate mitzvah of Karban Pesach and a separate mitzvah of Matzah. Maror, however, is drabanan without the Karban Pesach. Okay. Meaning the Maror is only Tashmishi mitzvah of the Karban Pesach, whereas the Matzah is an independent mitzvah. Rav Daniel Abavli is very upset with this. See on page 6. You just look at the last two lines. You could read his... the Rambam brings all these proofs to try to distinguish between Matzah and Maror. And then Bobby just goes through them, and you can see the middle of page 6. After the three dots in the middle. Huch says, Bonanti be'elu ha'lashonos b'aniyaz da'iti hevanti mem hefech masha uchiyach mehemza. Right, I understood the exact opposite of what the Rambam tried to prove from them. And you could see what he says, but if you skip to the second to last line, he thinks that Matzah and Maror have to be equated. And if Maror is not a separate mitzvah, neither is Matzah. And if Matzah is a separate mitzvah, who adin lamar? So Rabbeinu Bavli is convinced that Matzah and Maror have to go together. Right? Either they're both Doraisa Bisman Azeh, or they're both Rabbanan. Okay? But he also seems to be assuming, at least on one side, that the Karban Pesach Matzah and Maror would be a single entity. Now, if this is true, then we have a very interesting phenomenon with the Karban Pesach, right? You have the Chag itself of Pesach, which begins, let's say, from Leil Tesvav, let's call it Chag HaMatzos. And then you have this other entity of Erev Pesach, which takes on the status of a Yom Tov, right, in light of it being the Zman of the Karban Pesach. Right, so where do you find such a concept where you have a Chag, or why would it be that you have a concept of a Chag that's really focused around the fact of the bringing of the Karban? Right, it doesn't seem to be a Kedushas Hayom by itself with mitzvot that accompany it. It seems to be a mitzvah of Akravas HaKarban. And there's almost a quasi Shem Yom Tov that surrounds the Havas HaKarban. Okay, so this may relate to the nature of the Karban Pesach. Let's give two.
What was the point of the Kriya thing to prove that Matzah and Maror might be only a secondary function to the Pesach?
Yeah, it seems that the mitzvot halayla of Leil Tesvav are really derivatives of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. That's the point. Meaning it's much more compelling to say they have two separate dinim, legamri. Right? You have mitzvah of Karban Pesach that starts on Yedalid, and then you have mitzvos of Tesvav, of Matzah and Maror, right? That are din like Bavur Zeb, Shashis Matzah and Maror, Murach Mufanecha. If you hold like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, or like Rav Daniel Bavli, then you're essentially saying that there's no way of speaking about Leil Tesvav independent from the Maisa Shechita, the Maisa Ava of Karban Pesach. That's what you're trying to bring out. Mm-hmm. That the whole mitzvah of Chag HaMatzos is somehow rooted in the Karban Pesach. Right. That's what I'm trying to bring out. Okay? Is that clear? Okay. So maybe this has to do with the special nature of the Karban Pesach. Let's bring three indications of this special status of the Karban. The first is that the Karban seems to straddle the line between a Karban Yachid and a Karban Tzibur. Right, it's very clear in the Pesukim. The Pesukim, first we'll talk about Dabru El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Right, the Chiyuv is for all of Klai Yisrael to bring it. And then also, B'michsas Nefashos. Right, it should be brought with a numbering of people. B'knufya. In fact, most Rishonim hold that there's a Chiyuv to have many people a Mimuna on the same Karban Pesach. And some Rishonim hold that it would be, it was Dan the Gemara already, that it's Usur, or it's possible if you only have a single owner for the Karban. Okay, it's also implicit in the Pesukim in Pasuk Vav. V'shachtu also kol kahal adas Yisrael ben arbayim. Right, the entire Kehila does the Shechita. This is the source for the Halacha, that Karban Pesach is brought in three groups. Right, where it's almost like there are three different sets of a single bringing of the Korban Pesach. Right? The Levim would be saying Hallel in like waves while the entire Tzibor is bringing the Korban. Okay? The Rambam in Perusha Mishnayos characterized the Korban Pesach how? In his Akdama to Kachim?
Korban Tzibor.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great Ram. The Ram here says that Korbanos are broken down into four categories: the Korban Tzibor, Korban Yachid, Korban Tzibor Kein Yachid, and then Korban Yachid Kein Tzibor. Right? And the Korban Pesach is the Korban Yachid Kein Tzibor. Right? It's Korban Yachid because it's brought by individuals, but it's Kein Tzibor, right? Because it's Doches HaShabbos and Es HaTumah, which is usually a characteristic of the Korban Tzibor. And again, the Rambam doesn't say this, but it seems from the Pesukim already, V'shachtu also Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, the way it's brought, right, B'chanufya, right, seems to also make it a quasi Korban Tzibor.
Also, the Shita in the Gemara says that it is a Korban Tzibor itself. Right, the Shita of
Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara in Yuma and Afnun. Right, the Gemara there has a Shaila. What?
Could be also Mesachim, though. The Shita of, that based on the, like, there's a different draft. How do you read the Pesuk of, right, the Shah or the Petach? Like
that's Saudi or something. Okay, we'll check it out. But the Shaila there is, I know in Yuma, the Shaila is about Tmura. Well, in Tmura is din of a Korban Yachid or a Korban Tzibor. And the discussion was talking about the Parag Yom Kippur, whether Korban Pesach. That's like, how do you know there?
It says Pesach Sheni might be a Korban Tzibor there, right? Also.
No, the Gemara says that Pesach Sheni can't, the reason why we don't give Pesach as the reason is because Pesach Sheni may not be Docha
right.
As a Tama. I think we're using Pesach Sheni as like a counter example. So, okay, so it straddles the line between a Korban Yachid and a Korban Tzibor. One way of interpreting this, like dual shame Korban Yachid and Tzibor, this quasi Yachid and Tzibor, is to pick up on another theme of the Korban Pesach, which is that the Mechilta and the Pashup Shah and the Pesukim seem to treat it also as like a quasi Korban of Geirus, right? Am I familiar with this Mechilta? Okay, stuck on top of page 8. Rachel, why don't you read the Mechilta? Top of page 8.
The Rashi.
Yeah, Rashi playing Mechilta.
Pesach Pesach, Echol Kol Mitgayer Yaseh Pesach Miyad, Tamalu Marvayak Ezrach Haaretz. Mazrach Barba Saraf Afkir Barba
Saraf. So the Havmina here is that anybody who's Mitgayer would have to bring a Korban Pesach. Right, because it says, so I can say, v'chiyagar yitcha ger, v'asa pasach la'ashem. Right, it sounds like ger has to be in the Korban Pesach. V'haya ke'ezrach ha'aretz, and only then will he be ke'ezrach ha'aretz. So the problem is, what's the maskana of the Mechilta? Is the maskana of the Mechilta that he doesn't need the Korban Pesach, or perhaps the maskana is that he needs the Korban Pesach, because he only brings it on Yedalid. Right, the Havmin is that he'd have to bring Korban Pesach Miyad when he's Mizgayer. Right, so if you're Mizgayer in Adar, you have to bring Korban Pesach in Adar. The Maskon is no, Ma Ezrach Bar Basar, Avger Bar Basar. But it sounds like it's part of the Maisa Geirus. I don't know if anybody would say that you're not Ki Yisrael L'chol Davar right, until you bring the Korban Pesach, but it sounds like it's some Kiyim in the Geirus. So where does this notion of being a Korban Geirus come from? Right, so presumably it goes back to the Pesach Mitzrayim. Right, this is the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael are given. This is their knisa.
And also, the Neil wasn't that throughout Nacha, so they always go to Pesach. That's like
a if they're
Neil Shula doing and what? And Neil Shula does it. It's like a
yeah. Their Korban Pesach is the renewal, yeah. Right? It's the new bris.
Like, does Ezra do it also?
Okay. So a way of reinforcing this idea of viewing the Korban as a Korban Geirus is to just note the connection to Mila. Right? You see this all over the place. One indication is the Pesukim in Yechezkel, Ever Alaych Varech V'hinei Teches Odim, right? V'Risa V'at Erom V'Erya, right? V'Nasam Lahem Shtei Mitzvos Dam Pesach V'Dam Mila. This is Rashi and Shmos quoting the Mechilta. Right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael two mitzvos, Dam Mila and Dam Pesach. And you know those are the two mitzvos that bezchusam they were nigel. Right, it's very interesting that if you look at Targum Yonasan in the Pesukim in Shmos Perakid Beis Pasukid Gimel, look at the very bottom. Who's good with their Targum Aramaic?
Chana's
What? Hey,
Okay, so what did he say here?
I have to translate back to this class. They should put, like, I mean, they're putting, like, the dam of the, oh, I guess it is dam is chad pesach.
Okay, it's the dam of korban pesach. But ugzeiras mehulta. Yeah, come on, Jeremy, help her out. You got her in trouble.
I don't know what mehulta means.
Bris mila. So he says the dam that they put on the mashkof and the mezuzos wasn't just the dam of the Karim Pesach, but it was a dam of the Karim Pesach mixed together, right, ma'arav lechon, mixed together with the dam mila, and then you put it on the homes. What?
Like, it's reminiscent of blood libels.
It's before blood libels.
I know, right? I'm saying.
But the point is that the medrash of Reis Misposes is Bidamayich, B'shei Dam Makasav Medaber, right? He thinks that the Targum thinks that's actually what Klai Yisrael did in the Osalabatim. Okay, the Dam Mila and the Dam Pesach. Right? So it seems to be the idea is that what the carbon the Bris Mila, right, in terms of the Geiros of an individual, right, you have the carbon Pesach, like the Geiros of the entire Tzibur. It's very Biduk, right? They're the only two mitzvahs asay sheish b'em kares. And then also, it's interesting that the Rambam paskins a separate lav for an arel to eat a carbon pesach, even though the Rambam in general paskins that there's a iser for an arel to eat from any kachim. Right? So it sounds like there's something like unique, something, there's a specific problem with eating the carbon pesach for someone who's an arel. Right, klar lo yochabo. Yeah, klar lo yochabo. Could be that's referring to a non-Jew. But it just seems in terms of meaning a mitzvah, so once you get a paskin that there's a general iser for any non-Jew to eat kachim, right, it's superfluous to count the special lav for not eating the Karban Pesach. I mean, look at Los Asei Kuf Chav Zayin over here versus Los Asei Kuf Lamed Hei, middle of page 8. Mitzvah Kuf Chav Zayin Hushet Chazir Ha'arel Me'ochel HaPesach Cholol Yochabo Misha Ochav Hu'arel Loke. And Mitzvah Los Asei Kuf Lamed Hei, the Rambam says Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Hei Hushet Chazir Ha'arel Me'ochel Tshuma. Who I didn't lashar kachim, sha'aral muzer me'achilasan. So Ham says it's a general iser to eat kachim, and then like a specific lav for him to eat from the Karban Pesach. Right, so you might say that if the Karban Pesach has like this theme of like the bris, the karati bris chadasha, this is the original bris between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it makes sense that there might be a specific iser for someone who's not mahal to eat it. Okay. But this would explain very nicely why the Karban Pesach has aspects of a Karban Tzibur. It has aspects of the Karban Tzibur because it was kind of the communal geirus of Klai Yisrael at that time. Okay, let me just focus on one other halacha of the Karban Pesach. This is what's very unique about it. When is the Karban Pesach brought on Erev Pesach? Ben Arbayim. Yeah, so why is that unique?
Because most Karbans are 7 and
they're not allowed to bring
it after Ben Arbayim. All right. Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim is brought beforehand, and usually the Zalacha, they're not allowed to bring any karbanos after Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim or before the Tamid Shal Boker. So it's very striking that the halach of Karban Pesach is that a dafka has to be brought after the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. Right? So let's say an idea that my father likes to use to explain this halacha is that the Karban Pesach is obviously described in the Torah, not in Sefer VaYikra, but in Shmos. Right? And what he likes to explain is that the Karbanos from Sefer VaYikra, those are all part of the normal Mareches HaMikdash. The normal Karbanos they're supposed to bring in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Karban Pesach, which is delineated in Shmos, is really a Karban that's pre the Binyan HaMikdash. Right? It's not part of the normal framework of the Beis HaMikdash. So even in terms of its hava l'doros, even in terms of the way it's brought for generations, it's not brought between the tmidin, which is like in the normal framework of the avoda. It's dafka brought outside of that framework to like show you that this is a karban of Shemos, right? It's a karban of Klal Yisrael's original hakrava in Mitzrayim, not a hakrava of within the Beis HaMikdash. It's just another interesting indication of that same theme. Is in the halacha of Shelo Lishma, of the Karban Pesach. Normally we say that Kol HaZvachim Shenizbechu Shelo Lishma are Ksherim, but they're not Ola Shem Chova. That's true for an Ola or Shlamim. The two exceptions of something that's possible to Gamri are Karban Pesach and Achatas. And if you check the Achatas or Pesach Shelo Lishma, it's possible to Gamri. Right? Okay, so Achatas, which is Shechted Shelo Lishma, is presumably possible, right? Because you can't achieve kapara if you're not bringing it l'shem oso ha'avon, right? If it's not brought for that chet. What about a pasach shelo lishma? Why is a pasach shelo lishma possible?
Time.
What?
Is the time component maybe?
But let's say you're bringing it on Erev Pesach.
Is it converting it
intentionally? Oh, you need some sort of Machshava. Perhaps. Let me just clarify this a little further. There's a distinction in the dinim, in the way the Rambam paskens them, between Pesach Shelo Lishma and Chata Shelo Lishma. Okay, a Pesach, a Chata Shelo Lishma, a Chatas, if it's brought L'Shem Chulin, halacha is that it's kosher v'lo alu l'bayim L'Shem Chulba. That's if you shech the carbon Chatas thinking that it's just like a normal animal that you could eat, so it's just kosher v'lo alu. Okay? But that's Ram's Psach and Psalm Mekdashim Tesvav Dalid. At Chata Sheshachta L'Shem Zavach Acher, Kegon Sheshachta L'Shem Ola Ola Shem Asham Ola Shem Shlamim Psula. Avalim Sheshachta L'Shem Chul and Rezuk Sher of Laos Labai L'Shem Chulba. That's Ram and Tesvav Dalid Psalm Mekdashim. In Tesvav Yid Aleph, Ram says about a Karban Pesach, a Pesach Sheshachta Machsheva Shino Hashem, Bain Sheshino Shmo L'Shem Zavach Acher, Bain Sheshineo L'Shem Chulin Pasol. Shnemar b'amartim zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem. So Rambam thinks it's a special gzeres hakasuv for the Karban Pesach that it's Pesach l'Hashem, which pasels Pesach l'Shem chulin. Okay, how do you explain that difference? That a Pesach l'Shem chulin is pasel, chatos l'Shem chulin is kosher.
Pesach is
meat. Oh. Wait, how so? So what's the Gemara Svara? Why is a Chatas L'Shem Chulin usually kosher? I think the Gemara is a Svara of Demina Machriv, Shelo B'mina Lo Machriv. In order to apostle something, it has to be of a similar kind. Right? So if you're thinking about another kind of a Kachim Karban, so then it's B'mina, and it's Machriv. Right? It's a relevant enough Machshava that it could dislodge it from its Shem Chatas and apostle it. But if your machshava is so outlandish, right, it's so irrelevant, it's l'shem chulin, you're in the Beis HaMikdash, and you're shechting chaz l'shem chulin, that's the lo b'mina lo machriv. Right? So out of the parsha, it doesn't have any effect. So you might say for the Karban Pesach, that since this is a carbon that's outside the framework of the normal Avodas HaMikdash, right, it's not brought b'na t'midin, it's a shmos carbon. And so you might say that here, l'shem chulin is considered b'mina, that's machriv. And the Karban Pesach doesn't have the same status of kachim as the other karbanos have, and so here machshev l'shem mishem chulin is going to be a psul. Yes, I think the merging. I think it's like a nice.
Wait, that's more different than chulin itself.
What? It's less different than chulin. It's more similar to chulin.
More similar because it's.
That's why l'shem chulin. Right. So of the parshas of the karbanos of Vayikra. Which have like a full din of like kachim of being born in the Beis HaMikdash, part of the Avodah. So those, Machshev HaSchulin is not Tofes. But of a carbon that's of Sefer Shmos, right, which is like this, carbon that's born in Mitzrayim, right, initially when class were just forming themselves as nations, it's not a normal kachim carbon. So you might say the Shem Chulin is Ma'akev here, right, because it's more Bimina. Okay, but what's the thing that I want to get at? So it could be that these three concepts are so what are the three concepts that we have here? The first one is again the status of Erev Pesach as a moed, right? From the Pesukim and from the Halachos, right? It's this moed that's really focused around the Karban Pesach, right? It's kind of emerged around the Hakravas HaKarban, right? And we'll extend even the Halachos of Yom Tov itself earlier. And so the Mitzvah Afiyas Matzah, or the Isra Chametz, to the Karban Pesach. That was the first theme that we saw. right? Or in a difference, I guess, in that same spirit also, that maybe the mitzvos halayla of tesvav are contingent, right? The matzah and the mar are contingent on the Pesach. The second theme is this notion of the Karban Pesach as like a Karban Tzibor, almost of the quasi-gerus of Klal Yisrael initially, and the connection to Bris Milah, right? The Shnei Damim HaKasa Medaber. And like the carbon of that first transition of Klal Yisrael into a nation and to come tachas kanfei Hashchina. And this third theme, that the Karban Pesach here is not seen in the normal framework of Mareches HaMikdash, right, of the Karbanos. It's a theme of Parsha Shmos, which is so inherently connected to the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, right, to the events of Klal Yisrael taking this carbon and shechting it le'inei HaMitzrayim. So you could say that all three of these the ideas really reduce like to this character of the Karban Pesach, where it's like the Karban itself contains this theme of the events that happened in Mitzrayim. Right? So it's part of the celebration of the Yom Tov. Right? It's part of the celebration of Pesach, and it's what begins the celebration of Pesach. Right? And even Ledoros, when we bring the Karban, it's meant as to reify the earlier events of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it's very nice if you look at this final halacha, and this I wrote up last year in the on like a why you to go. But if the Sefer Achinuch explains very nicely why there's a special isser for a mishuma to eat from the Karban Pesach. Right? There's never an isser for a mishuma to eat from any other karban. Right? He may not be able to bring certain karbanos, but there's no isser for him to eat from the karban. Okay, the Sefer Achinuch says Shelo Nachil Pesach Yisrael Meshumad. It's unique in for Karban Pesach, and then in the Shar Shei Mitzvah he explains Masha Kasa B'Shchitasa LeZecher Nisei Mitzrayim. Va'akein Roy Shelo Yochah Bo Meshumad. Achar Shanu Osen Osel Osu LeZikaron Shebanu BeOsu Azman Lachsos Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. V'Nechnasnu BeBris HaTorah VeEmuna. Right, this is how we entered the whole covenant of faith and Torah. Right, it was a demonstration of Bnei Yisrael. That's the whole theme of the Karban Pesach. It's the Karban Geirus. Therefore, ein roi shenachil mimenu l'mishu hepech mizeh. You can't feed it to somebody who is the exact opposite of this idea. She yotza min haklal v'kafar be'emuna. He says, I don't have any proofs for this. But he says, v'akayote b'zenemar b'talmud l'famim svarahu. Klomer v'ein tzarech l'ray acheres. He's saying it's such a logical interpretation of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. I don't even need to bring you a raya. But this special halacha of Kol B'nei Chalayocha really encapsulates the how Ledoros, this is the theme of the Karban Pesach, like reliving that expression of faith of Klal Yisrael when they, you know, took the Elokim of the Mitzrayim and v'shachdu le'inehem. And so maybe that explains these special halachos surrounding the Karban Pesach and why this like kickstarts the Parshas HaMoedim. It would also explain the Svarno. What the Svarno is saying is like really the reason why it opens the Parsha here is because this mitzvah has to be coordinated with the time, right? The initial time of the Havasa Pesach. And like that's the whole theme of this carbon. It's like reaching back to the Yetzias Mitzrayim and trying to emulate that initial carbon outside the framework of the Mikdash. Okay? So just trying to tie together three separate themes of the carbon Pesach. So maybe we'll pick up during Chol Moed, and maybe we'll talk about Halalel Seder or something, or maybe we'll do something else.
Yeah.
We'll see. Okay? So I know they're a little disparate, the themes, but I think they come together in this idea. Many of them.